Short Breaks Saturdays are supported by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email kelvin.curry@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the Four P's section on our website.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals, some of which you may have never even heard of before. Prepare to be captivated by the capybara today, as they're a superb species that I've been itching to talk about. So brace yourself for a capybara of facts, because we've got a lot to talk about. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The capybara is the largest species of rodent in the world, with these giga guinea pigs growing up to 4.5 feet in length and weighing up to 150 pounds. They're found all across the forests of North and South America, where you'll likely find them swimming in the deep end. Like beavers, capybaras are semi-aquatic, meaning that they are built for both land and sea. However, these chillin-chillas spend most of their time getting wet, as water not only provides a good resting spot for our furry friends, but it's the perfect place to patrol for a perilous predator, such as jaguars, caiman, and anacondas. And like crocodiles, they'll stay submerged with the tips of their heads exposed. That way, they can scout for danger without letting danger scout them. When they're not acting as a marine meerkat, they're guzzling down on aquatic plants and greenery. As big and burly as they are, they're still rodents at the end of the day, which means their teeth keep on growing all day every day, and eating their greens is the only means of wearing them down. But that's not all. Capybaras are always up for some second helpings, directly from their backsides, because like rabbits, they'll feast upon their feces as a way of getting an extra last bit of nutrients, given how digestion is difficult for the plants that they eat. And if one sounds like a stinky situation to be around, these creatures can live in herds of up to 20 to 40 members strong. Capybaras are highly social animals that use all sorts of vocalizations to communicate with one another, ranging from whistles, squeals, barks, grunts, and teeth chattering galore. If that's the kind of thing that annoys you, stay far and clear from these animals. But don't think they'll stay far and clear from you, as these happy cappies are incredibly friendly around humans. Thanks to their docile, dozy behaviour, they've earned themselves the nickname, the world's friendliest animal. But that doesn't mean you should own one as a pet, because it's a huge responsibility, bigger than the capybara itself. Thankfully, unlike a lot of cute, cuddlish critters on the planet, the capybara isn't an endangered species. However, they are often threatened by deforestation and illegal poaching, which needs to come to a complete stop, if we want to preserve this magnificent species. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts, I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later!